How have you enjoyed London so far, and have you seen any of London so far?
I've enjoyed it so far. Haven't seen much of it. You know, I went to, I think, an area called Soho. There you go. I went to a place called Soho, and it was pretty interesting. But for the most part, you know, I just spent the whole day yesterday here just trying to rest up.
Are you? Do you think the players are glad you guys went there for the whole week, or how would you have done that?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I'm still trying to get used to it now, you know. And this is our, you know, our second day over here, complete day over here, and it's been it would be tough if we came in later in the week.
What have you seen from the Broncos offense so far, from what you've looked at?
You know, their coach very well. They get after guys. You know, their offense, they have some good running backs, a good quarterback, and good receiving core. We're really going to have our work cut out for us. We got to make sure that we prepare really well this week for all the different formations and things they like to give us, like to give a team.
Do you watch the film of the Raider Broncos game?
No, I haven't watched that one. I just been watching. I think I watched. Who was that? I can't think. I'm talking here. I watch Ravens. I've been watching. Can we kind of run the similar defenses?
I see. What talk about your season so far, Patrick? It's been a frustrating one so far. It looks like from afar.
I mean, it's only been frustrating. Cause, you know, I expect myself to, I think I'm a playmaker. I feel like I'm a playmaker, and you know, I haven't had big plays, you know, as far as the interception or, you know, a called fumble and things like that. So to me, you know, I feel like I'm not there. But you know, you turn on the film and you see and you know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm doing my job. I'm doing what the coach has asked of me, and I've been grading out well. So, you know, from a technical standpoint, you know, I've done well, you know, not to the point where, you know, looking for somebody else to do my job, you know, I've done that. But, you know, a person like myself, you know, I want to be a playmaker. I want to make big plays. And, you know, it's something that, I mean, that's probably as frustrating as it has been, you know. But other than that, you know, I've done well.
How about the team itself? 1-6. I know that wasn't what you guys expected. That's not what anybody expected from you guys this year.
Yeah, you know, our record, you know, has been very, when you look at our record, you know, that's frustrating. But if you just see the way our guys have continued to compete and work and still believe that, you know, we can accomplish our goal, and that's to win our division and make it to the playoffs, and you see the way we work, you know, you have to feel good about that. You know, if we were a bunch of guys who had already packed up the season and was going out each game and getting killed and getting run over and just landing down, then, you know, that would be worse. But we're not doing that. You turn on the film, you see a team that's competing, a team that's giving everything we got. You know, just unfortunately, you know, we've been coming up short. And, you know, so now our focus is just finishing the game and getting wins.
When you look at what your defense was able to accomplish last season, what do you see as the differences between what you guys did last year and so far this year?
I think for the most part, you know, I think we were, you know, I feel like our defense is, you know, it hasn't played perfect. You know, we got to play better across the board, but we were really good in the red zone last year. I think, like, right up there, number one and number two. I know top three in the red zone. And this year, you know, we haven't done so good in the red zone. And that's what's really killed us, because we've, you know, given the short field or given whatever the situation may be, you know, we've played them out well throughout the field. And then we get them in the red zone, and then they score on us. You know, that hurts. You know, if a team, you know, it doesn't matter how many times the team get down the field on us. You know, as long as they don't score 7, it gives us a chance to win. And we haven't been very good in the red zone this year.
Patrick, what do you guys think Troy Smith can give you on offense?
I feel like, you know, he's this is his first week really in the offensive scheme, and you know, right now they're working to get their timing down, but he has a strong arm, guy who's not afraid to let it go. And you know, with the guys we have on our offense, you know, I think that's really going to be work well for them, because they can get down the field, they can stretch defenses with it. So hopefully, you know, we can continue to progress through the weekend. They get the timing down, and hopefully he makes it explosive.